Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Honest confession, I struggle with Western musicals because they have too much music in them, which seems like a ridiculous complaint given that my first love is Bollywood. Song and dance is in my DNA. The difference is that in Western musicals, songs are often sung dialogue and the wall-to-wall musicality becomes a slog. Case in point, Les Miserables, which won 3 Oscars including Best Supporting Actress for Anne Hathaway but left me cold. So it was with some trepidation that I went into Leo Scarix's Annette. Annette, like La La Land, A Star Is Born, or closer to home, Abhiman, is a showbiz love story. Henry, a performance artist, and Anne, an operatic soprano, form a swoony, dazzling bond. They share a deep emotional rapport and sexual bliss. In one of the film's most talked about scenes, Henry sings mid-cunnilingus. At one point, arm in arm, in song and without irony, they declare, "We love each other so much." But Henry's feelings for Anne are twisted by a toxic mix of entitlement, self-loathing, aggression, and perhaps jealousy that becomes more acute as she becomes more successful. Though that is too simplistic an explanation for what transpires between them. Henry does a one-man show called The Ape of God, in which he swaggers on stage in a bathrobe and wars with his audience. At the end, he drops the bathrobe and moons them. He's obviously talented and brilliant, but his cynicism, aggression, and hostility teeters on ugly. He tells them that he's engaged and follows that up with, "Is she too perfect and I some loathsome insect? Okay, I'll accept that." Later, when Anne asks how his show was, he says, "I killed them, murdered them, destroyed them." When he asks about hers, she says of her audience, "I saved them." With his impressively sculpted body, Henry looms over the fragile, almost angelic-looking Anne. It's Beauty and the Beast, but not in a good way. You instinctively understand that this will not end well. Annette is a collaboration between Carex and Ron and Russell Mayall, who constitute the band Sparks. The Mayall brothers wrote the script and the songs. My favorite were "So May We Start" and "We Love Each Other So Much." The film begins with the Mayall brothers in the recording studio with Carex and his daughter, Nastya, whom the film is dedicated to, behind the mixing board. Then they walk out into the street with Adam Driver, who plays Henry, and Marion Cotillard, who plays Anne. The two actors slowly move into character. He puts on a wig and motorcycle helmet. She steps into an SUV. From the first scene, Carex builds artifice into the story. He wants us to understand that all of this is make-believe, which means anything is possible. So that later, when Anne gives birth to their daughter Annette, who is played by a mechanical puppet, we aren't thrown. The film works like an eye-popping hallucination. The emotions are naked and raw, but the visuals are exaggerated and purposefully fake. It's beautiful and determinedly bonkers. The actors mine the core of sadness in the film. Driver's imposing physicality gives him a brutish swagger. He's feral and frightening, but also charismatic. Annette is 2 hours and 20 minutes long. There are stretches that feel lethargic, but it's impossible to look away from Driver. He has this hypnotic menace about him. Anne sadly isn't written with the same complexity or flourish. Despite Cotillard's magnetic presence, we don't get enough of a sense of her. But if you believe that there is no way to get emotionally invested in a puppet, think again. By the climax, when little Annette is levitating above this crowd of cheering fans and singing, I was teary and genuinely moved. I know that the film won't have the same impact on everyone. Annette is accessible but also gorgeously strange. And yet I strongly recommend that you give it a shot. Because this is storytelling with eccentricity, originality, and jaw-dropping audacity. For which Carex won the Best Director Award at the Cannes Film Festival this year. You can watch Annette on Mubi India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.